character. And if we're lucky, this little clip here, yeah, it's going to work. Okay, so you can see a little thimble bouncing around between the poles of a powerful magnet. Okay, not doing much. So we now take the thimble, we fill it with liquid oxygen. So that's what's going into the thimble, which you can see is a bit of steam, so that's just the water vapor in the air sort of condensing around the thimble. So our thimble is now full of liquid oxygen, and lo and behold, bang, clamps on to the pole of the magnet. Finally, the oxygen boils off, and then it goes swinging free again, okay, indicating that it's a paramagnetic material. And there they're just proving there's oxygen by sticking a flame into the flask, and you get the characteristic sort of decent sort of buzz of a flame. Okay, so our paramagnetic molecules then attracted to a magnetic field, they have got unpaired electrons, whereas diamagnetic molecules are not strongly attracted to a magnetic field. They have no unpaired electrons. So we saw the same sort of thing much earlier in the course in the coordination chemistry section. Now the nice thing then is molecular orbital theory correctly predicts that magnetic behaviour, whereas the other theories, the valence bond theory we're going to look at in the organic section, VSEPR we look at in 10-11, they fail to predict magnetic properties.